I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Tuesday, Azerbaijan launched an offensive against separatists in Nagorno-Karabakh, an ethnically Armenian region in Azerbaijan. Just a day later, the region agreed to a ceasefire. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock says Nagorno-Karabakh has been cut off from aid.
The people were literally blocked off from getting any food. In fact, what SGA has been doing is working with four churches in that region, in that population, that were crying out with need. And so we were helping get aid. And it's very unique because you can't get food in. And so we were actually assisting the churches in purchasing potatoes from farmers.
Mock says Armenian churches are praying for peace and church unity across borders. Join us in praying with them. And after 66 years of translating, the Isnad community of the Northern Philippines celebrated having a complete Bible in their own language. Stephanie De Oliveira of Wycliffe, USA, attended the Bible dedication along with American pastors from a church that supported the project for decades.
The Isnad community is a testament, along with the church here in the U.S., of working together that God's word would be accessible to even the most remote places in the world.
Through partnerships like this, Wycliffe, USA plans to initiate translations by 2025 in the remaining language groups without a Bible.
Today, we estimate close to 1,300 language communities have zero scripture at all.
Join Wycliffe USA for a special celebration on October 12th to learn more about reaching every language with God's Word. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them from November 5th through the 19th. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.